Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win again today for line 5.
Good morning. Who is this?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish.
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Michelle.
I'm Michelle. Spanish is playing for you. I will take line 12. Good morning. Who is this?
John.
John, I'm playing for you. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle, and Pap is your backup judge, making his way into the studio here. He's probably putting his prunes on his...
He forgot how to get in here.
Toast. Poor Joe. There he is.
Hey. I had to pull on the string that I have tied to his hand.
Is what you're getting lost?
Yeah.
Hey, Pap, how was the script last night?
I have to tell you that was fantastic. I was laughing like an idiot all by myself.
We are working on a web project.
Uh-huh.
And we're at lunch one day and came up with a premise for a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
A TV show really that only our fans would like, our listeners of the show.
You don't know.
Gotta know a little bit about the show for it to be funny. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit there and instead of talking about it, just try to write it out. And I got most of it. And last night at hockey practice, I banged out the rest of it and sent it to Joe in Spanish. Nothing back from Spanish. Immediate comment from Joe.
I was the first one to text.
Yeah, but you didn't read it. You were just like, I got it.
Why don't I get a draft?
You're not in the early stage draft. You're in the, listen, when it's done, hold on. When the early pilot's done, then we send it over to you so you can punch up the script. That's your job. You're the funny guy.
And I'll tell you, Joe and I went over it this morning on the way in, and it is hilarious.
Joe already's making notes. I love it.
Yeah. I'm ready to go. I'll do whatever it takes to shoot this.
The process, I believe, is the draft gets written, the meetings happen, the notes are done, and then we give it to Galvin to make it funny. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. That's exactly how it goes.
I'll love it.
By the way, you have a very small on-camera part in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to ruin it. You have a big role.
Are we all in it, or I have no part of it?
Of course, you're all in it. It's about the show.
Do I at least get free popcorn?
You're in it, but we actually hired a really hot model to play you.
So the rest
of us play ourselves.
I still get free popcorn?
Yeah. You can walk the red carpet.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All
right, well, let's do Sporkle, and then we'll talk more about our script a little later.
Hands in.
Ready? All right, here we go.
All right, keeping you guys on your toes, we're doing something a little different. Can you answer the science question?
Yes.
That all start with H. I'll give that.
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, we can't do the first one.
Well, that was right. I get a point.
No. No.
In what unit is frequency measured?
Hertz.
Galvin. What term refers to the period over which a substance decays by 50%?
Half-life.
Spanish.
Ooh.
After which American astronomer is the telescope launched?
Hubble.
Spanish. What theory stated that the sun was the center of the solar system?
Hermes.
Heliocentrism? What psychological disease is characterized by excessive preoccupation or worry about being sick?
Hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Mike Calta, sorry. What astronomical entity is visible from Earth every 76 to 77 years? Galvin. What element is first on the periodic
table?
Hydrogen.
Did you say hydrogen?
Yes, but I don't know who said it first.
I said helium.
Okay.
I don't know who said it first. I don't know.
Boop. That was Michael.
Oh!
What?
Look, I wasn't even trying to change it. I didn't know.
Are you being for real?
I'm sorry.
Dude.
Don't be sorry. You have a job that is...
I have to.
Don't be...
You never acted that way when I did something. I had that job for years. And
yeah, because he's given it to him every time. Yeah. That's why he's so nice about it.
That is absolutely not true.
Joe, I see how you're fair. You took one away from me last week.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know...
Don't be sorry for your right decisions.
Yeah, people are sorry. You're usually wrong.
We don't have all day. Let's go.
Right.
Cool.
Andrew, Ike, and Katrina are names of what?
Hurricanes.
Mike Calta, and we're halfway there.
The score now, Galvin and I are tied with two. Michael is leading by one because Joe doesn't know how to play this game with a total of three. Yeah.
Completely.
That is unreal.
Doing a great job. Here we go.
What term refers to an organism that eats only plants?
Herbivore.
Mike Kelta. The first step in the scientific method is to form a
hypothesis.
What? Spanish. The Mohs scale, ranging from talc to diamond, measures what information about a mineral?
Hardness.
Hardness is correct. Mike Kelta. What is the generic name for the non-metallic elements in group 17 of the periodic table? What is the generic name for the non-metallic elements in group 17 in the periodic table? Halogens. Yep, those.
Oh, group 17.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know if I said the correct number for you guys. What term signifies a substance that lacks uniformity in composition or character?
Uniformity.
Looking for H.
What was the question?
No, he's correcting your word.
Uniformity.
Okay, read it again. I'm sorry.
What term signifies a substance that lacks uniformity in composition or character?
Okay, yeah.
Hublob. Homogeneous.
Heterogeneous.
Okay.
And we're on the last three.
The score right now, Galvin is the last with two. I am in second with three. Michael is leading by two with a total of five.
All right. I need all of these.
What process comes from the Greek for literally separation of water?
Hydro separation.
Hydro split.
Hydroseparatus.
Hydrolysis. What portion of the brain is responsible for most activity of the autonomic nervous system?
The hypothalamus.
Hypothalamus. Mike, and the last one. What term refers to the property of a system that regulates its internal environment to remain stable?
Homeostasis.
Homeostasis.
Yeah.
Ooh. The final score. Galvin in last with two. I was in second with four. Michael, the victor, with a total of six.
So really, no controversy.
I mean, you would have had five.
Throws them off.
Yeah.
Totally. It really ruins the rest of the game.
Listen to me.
It's like when you're going into the fourth and you're down by.
But yeah. Listen to me. When there's a close controversy and I believe I'm right, I'm like, I said it.
Right.
I
right. Yeah.
In this one, I was like, I don't know. I said it, but I don't know.
I don't think anyone's blaming you.
Right. No.
There should be no one to blame. Yeah.
That's fine.
Someone Joe does. Literally so. Went, you pointed to Joe and he went like this. He went.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Like,
he said,
had no idea what was
he
happening.
He said, what did you say? And I said, hydrogen.
That's right.
And he said, then you said it first.
I cannot wait to listen back to the tape.
Okay.
Good. Let's do it. While he's reading my script, you listen to the tape.
I will.
And see what's more, what works better for the future.